Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuc. Barrington Stage Company's 9th annual 10x10 New Play Festival will have performances February 13th through March 8th on the St. Germain Stage in the Seidel and Lee Blatt Performing Arts Center in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. Actor Peggy Farr Wilson is performing in 5 of the 10 new plays on offer this year. She's acted often at Barrington Stage Company as well as many other theaters and is one of Barrington Stage's newest artistic associates. Peggy Farr Wilson, welcome to the Roundtable.
Thanks.
You've performed in the 10x10 New Play Festival since 2012. What do you like about doing it?
Oh, it is extremely challenging, which is fun. It is fast and furious, and you get to play, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6 different roles in one evening, which is always fun. And it stretches you because you have to learn to keep, you know, 10 different things in your head at the same time. And it's just fun. It's good fun.
How do you learn to play all those different characters in one night? How do you get ready for the festival?
I think it's a skill you have to hone, because it is a little bit bizarre to be playing. This year I'm in 5 of them, so I'll have 5 separate, completely different characters in my head. Some of them have accents, some of them don't. It's all this crazy stuff, so you just have to compartmentalize everything in your brain. And I think it's just a skill you learn to do over time. But, it's a little tricky.
Do you find that it gets easier each year or no?
I do not find that it gets easier, except that I know what to expect now. The first couple of years were just so shocking because it's so fast. I mean, we rehearse for 6 days, and then we have a full run-through for the designers. We tech for 3 days, and then we have an audience. So it is very, very, very fast. So everybody learns to come in with mostly your lines learned and ready to hit the ground running, because it is so fast.
The plays are being directed by Julianne Boyd and Matthew Penn. You are working with each of them, and you have before. What do you like about working with those two directors?
Well, this is my 17th show at Barrington Stage. I have worked, I think, all but 2 of them, if I'm remembering right, with Julie. So I've worked with her so much, and I've worked a whole bunch with Matt at Barrington Stage and also outside of Barrington Stage. So we kind of have a shorthand now. We can really get it done quickly. We know the questions to ask and how to answer them very quickly. So, and plus they're just great directors and great collaborators. So it's a win-win.
Peggy Farr Wilson is performing in Barrington Stage's 10x10 New Play Festival, which will have performances February 13th through March 8th. You can visit barringtonstageco.org for showtime and ticket information. Tell us a little bit about the plays that you're in this year.
Well, I am. There's one where I'm playing the Virgin Mary's mother. She is the quintessential Jewish mother, and I am a Irish Scottish actress, so that will be interesting and hilarious. I'm also playing a woman who is an older woman who is very lonely and goes to great lengths to have companionship. I'm playing a woman who is addicted to her phone and shopping. Let's see, what else am I doing? I play a nurse on the telephone, you know, how now you can call into the doctor, who winds up talking to someone she knows. And I can't think, what's the other one? I'm facilitating a man who is buying an android, a robot. I don't want to say any more than that, because
sure,
they're so quick that if I give anything away, it's terrible. So, but I get to play a big variety of roles this year, and it's going to be really funny. I think this year Julie really went out of her way to choose funny, mostly comedies, because this is just, it's a tough time we're all living through right now, and I think everybody really wants to laugh. So, so I think it'll be a very fun and upbeat and funny evening for everybody to come.
You mentioned that you have to do different accents for some of these and have before. Is it up to you to get a handle on them, or do you have some help with that?
Well, in the 10x10 so far, we have not had dialect coaches, but I'm pretty good at them, and I think everybody's just had to do them on our own. One of the returning actresses, there's just two of us that have done it before this year. Carrie Saffron is a dialect coach, so if I have some trouble, I'm going to hit her up all the time because we want it to be right. So, but basically, the other thing as an actor for this kind of thing you have to do is do tons of preparation before the first day of rehearsal. So you pretty much memorize your lines, you get those dialects down, you get any kind of movement you're going to be needing in your body. You know, you got to do it ahead of time because, as I said, we've got like 20 minutes to put this thing up. So we do a lot of pre-work.
Tell us more about what that pre-work entails for you. What is your process? How do you make sure you're learning the lines and getting the movement, et cetera, while you're working alone at home? Or maybe not alone, I shouldn't assume.
No, I do work alone at home. My husband will offer to run lines with me, and it's usually I'd rather do it myself. But what I do is I pace and I say everything out loud over and over and over again, and I truly believe in muscle memory. So it kind of gets in there, and I sit in my sunroom for just hours and hours and hours for a few weeks before we start. And then tomorrow, which is our first rehearsal, I'm sure I'll go in there and not have retained one word, but it'll come back to me.
Sure. What initially brought you to the Berkshires, the Pittsfield area, and Barrington Stage?
My husband, Tristan Wilson, and I were living in Colorado, and he got hired to come be on staff at Barrington Stage. He was the managing director until a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. And so we came out here for that job. We were ready to, lived a very peripatetic life as artists, and we were ready for a change. So we came out to the Berkshires and just love it here. And because of his connection with Barrington Stage, that's where I kind of started working, and I'm very proud to get to be an associate artist there.
How does that happen? You're the one of the new class of associate artists.
I
was
the new class.
Just announced in late last year in December.
Uh-huh.
So how do they ask you to be it? Do they just award it to you? How does that work?
I was asked. I mean, it's just a great honor, and I think it's just Julie. I think Julie makes those decisions. I could be wrong. There might be somebody on the board that helps her, but I think it's up to her, and she just likes to. I feel like it's kind of a reward for being really working for the theater and being a presence for the theater, and it's very humbling. I'm still kind of babbling about it because it just doesn't. I'm still so honored, and I'm very happy and honored that she chose me. So yay!
Indeed, congratulations.
Thank you.
Peggy Farr Wilson is a Barrington Stage Artistic Associate and actor performing in Barrington Stage's 9th Annual 10x10 New Play Festival, which will have performances February 13th through March 8th. For ticket and showtime information, visit barringtonstageco.org. Peggy, thank you very much for joining us.
My pleasure. Thanks.
The New Play Festival is part of Pittsfield's 10x10 Upstreet Arts Festival. More information at discoverpittsfield.com. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.